what was it like to get out there, put some helmets on, and have something close to a practice?
It felt like football. You know, past 4 weeks, we've been doing drills and stuff, more conditioning phase, but, you know, today it actually felt like football.
Is the energy what you're used to, or is it you guys still, like, ramping up into that?
I mean, it's what I'm used to. You know, being in Seattle, we caught a couple violations, so, you know, it's everything I expected. You know, we got, it was a great first day, and we'll continue to get better each and every day.
What's it been like coming in new in terms of building chemistry with this group? Sean Smith was saying that it seems like a tight group already at this early stage.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely tell it's a tight group, and, you know, we're on the way up. You know, when I got in here, you know, I try to get with Khalil. You know, he's one of the top guys on the defense. So, you know, I try to get with him as much as I can and, you know, pick his brain. And, you know, he does the same for me. So, you know, we got the good thing about it is it's a young group. So you got a lot of guys who are willing to listen to the older guys. So, you know, that's the greatest thing about coming to a situation like this.
Do you come in and try and be one of the leaders? You kind of feel it out? What's the process like kind of see who's kind of running the show as far as leadership goes right now?
I mean, they didn't bring me here to be a follower, you know. I'm a very outspoken guy. You guys learn that about me. I'm coming in to be a leader. You know, I'm not stepping on any toes, but, you know, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
Is that kind of a nice balance? Khalil can sometimes be a quieter guy. Do you feel like you guys are kind of a nice balance of each other?
I definitely think so. In that regards and on the field, he's more power, more of a speed guy. So I think we're a great complement to each other. And, you know, I really expect us to do a lot of great things this year.
Give us some Mountaineer insight on a guy like Carl Joseph, who brought in 14 overall. It seemed like you had an inkling that they were going to do that.
Hey, that's my guy. You know, I know what type of player he is. I know the dedication he puts in. You know, he's small, but he plays big. He plays bigger than what he is. He's a dog. You know, he came from my school, so, you know, that's another reason why. But, you know, I wouldn't ask him to bring somebody in who wasn't going to be able to help us. And, you know, I fully expect him to be ready whenever he's ready, and I fully expect him to come in and compete and hopefully get a starting job.
He said that, like, you were kind of, you know, helping him in terms of what to – expect mentally and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been going? It seems like did you know him before this well, or are you guys kind of getting to know each other now?
I mean, I always go back to my school, so, you know, he came in a year after I left, so I would go back and I would talk to him, and, you know, I seen him as a freshman. I seen him what type of player he wanted to be, and I seen that, you know, he wanted to fulfill his dream of being an NFL player. So, you know, when I would go back, I would talk to him, and you could just see the hunger in his eyes, and, you know, the guy's a dog, man. Like I say, he's small, but he played bigger than what he is. So, you know, I can't wait to see him get out there.
It's May, but how much hunger do you see in the eyes of these guys in this locker room right now?
A lot, man. You know, coming in, you wouldn't think it was a 7-9 team last year. You know, talent is cool, but when you got a group of guys who can work and want to get better, it's scary, man. Being in Seattle, I know the formula. You know, I know what it is to be on number one defense. I know the grind of a 16-game season. I know when you get in the playoffs, it's way harder. So I tell you this, when you get a bunch of guys believing in one thing, putting each other before they put themselves, it's scary, man. And you can see it in Seattle, you know, the past 3-4 years, a bunch of guys playing for each other, you know, a bunch of us, not a bunch of me guys.
How much a part of that is Ken Norton, obviously, had before in Seattle? You see any differences now? He's a defensive coordinator. You see any changes in Ken, or is he different at all?
He's still the same Kenny. You know, he's going to talk smack. He's going to yell at you. He's a realist, man, you know. So that's the biggest thing about him. He's not going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you what it is, you know. That's all you can ask for in a coach. You know, like I said, that guy saved my career. And, you know, bringing me here and put me in a position to be a leader and to help my career take off, you know, I couldn't thank him anymore. So Ken Norton's a great guy, and I look at him as a father figure, not only as a coach, but, you know, he's doing a great job, and he's going to have us ready each and every week. Believe that.
Anything jump out at you about the personality in this locker room, maybe as opposed to Seattle, different, same?
About the same. You know, if I was coming to a situation where we was 4-12 or something last year, it'd be different. But like I said, man, it's a bunch of guys who hungry. You know, they're ready to take the next step. We know what we got to do. You know, we seen the blueprint to win the Super Bowl. It's running the ball and playing great defense. So I think we're ready to take that next step and really capture this AFC West.
Any more for Bruce, guys?
Yeah, there's a real excitement surrounding this defense, a lot of versatile pieces. What do you feel like you add to it on the field?
I mean, we look good on paper. You know, it's nothing until we go out here and improve and win these games. I feel like I'm a versatile player, and you know, I could do a lot of different stuff, you know. But I would prefer to go forward more than I went backwards, obviously, in Seattle the last 3 years. So that's the plan, and you know, hopefully Khalil can draw doubles and triple teams, and you know, let me just run free and get them sacks. So you know, but like I said, we're gonna keep working each and every day and keep getting better. We're gonna be ready when the season gets here.